talking with John Queen. John, you obviously cattle producer, but also you have an auction company in the state of North Carolina, and you were indicating you felt that we saw several failures in this Eastern livestock bankruptcy situation. Who failed who?
Well, I think that there were two entities that really failed all of us, and that would be the United States Department of Agriculture, the GIPSA division, which is the regulatory arm for the livestock industry. And I still think that the banking industry that Eastern Livestock was using has done the same. The Packers and Stockyards division, they can't produce an audit trail for Eastern Livestock since 2005. The only thing they've been able to produce is one annual report, and that was last year. So why haven't they been audited all this time? They're the largest order buying company or dealer in the United States, doing $1.3 billion worth of business, and supposedly this year they did $3.9 billion worth of business. Why have we not had an audit trail? If they're not capable of doing that, then why does the United States government not hire independent auditing firms that will come in and give us a certified audit on those type of businesses that are too big for them to handle? And certainly that would relieve them from liability and certainly help us in the marketing business and the producers out here. As far as Fifth Third goes, I don't know exactly how to explain this, but if you see an increase in volume from 1.3 to 3.9 billion, that has to occur every week. And when you're getting a three-time increase, and we're talking about millions and millions of dollars, they were supposedly in 2009 doing $25 million worth of business a week, and now they're doing $75 million worth of business. I just don't see how in the world they could miss something like that. And their line of credit, the more they could draw on their line of credit, was determined by the volume of their business. So if they're doing more business than we do in the entire United States in a year's time, I just don't see how this slipped by anybody.
Seems like you indicated that it was kind of curious on their timing of when they pulled the plug.
Well, everybody knows that the bulk of the stocker cattle in the United States are delivered from the 15th of September to the 15th of November. All this happened from October the 22nd through November the 3rd, probably the best week out of the year for the most volume and money that was being transferred around. So when they froze the assets of Eastern, the money in the bank, I think they thought at that point in time they were in trouble, and they were trying to capture as much money as they could with this freeze.
John, how big of a player was Eastern in buying cattle from your company?
A big player. I say a big. They probably bought in the neighborhood of 25 to 30% of the cattle on each of our sales. And that's about what the volume of cattle they bought all across the United States, I think. And we didn't have a clue. We didn't have a sign that Eastern was in trouble. They paid us regularly, just like clockwork. I could tell you to the day that our money was coming from Eastern Livestock. So I think that the bank was playing the game with them. They were a partner in this deal. They had to be for it to get that big in such a short period of time.
Is this going to take a number of years to sort out?
I don't know that it'll take a number of years. I just think that United States House Ag Committee and our United States Senate Ag Committee has all the power in the world for to ask for oversights, and they have counsel there as well. So if we can involve them as an association and an industry, I sure think it's going to benefit all of us in the long run.
You saw the figures provided by the gentleman over a 10-year period of time, 13 dealers out of business on average per year, the recovery 18 cents on the dollar. What are your realistic expectations about recovery potential?
That's a hard question. I just really don't. I really don't have any expectations. I pray every night that I'm going to get half of it, but I don't know that that's even realistic. Certainly not from the bonding side of it. That's the reason I say our bonding formulas are way out of whack, and they ought to be graduated in terms of volume, and not everybody use the same formula. But that needs to be looked at both by Packers and Stockyards and this association and industry. So I haven't a clue what we're going to get. We may not get a penny. We may get 30%. We may get 50%. But I do have faith in this trustee and this bankruptcy court, and I really feel that we did the right thing, that whatever's going to be there, we'll sure get to share in it.
Long-term damage to your business. You're still in business. You're trying to serve customers in your area who bring their cattle to you. And so forth.
Yes, sir. We've had four sales since the bankruptcy, and we're still doing business. We're going to continue to do business. Our producers have trust in us, and our faithful packers and stockyards said that we were solvent. So I hope that eases everybody's mind. As far as the long term, if we don't get our money back or just a small portion or even half of it, we'll have to liquidate land. And we're already in that process to try to make up for this loss.
Where do we go from here as far as how do we, you know, horses out the barn already on this one, but how do we do things in the future?
Well, I think we just back up to everything I've said. If we get a regulatory agency that does their job, we should know when this is going to occur. If they will put up a website and monitor or add to it or update it every day, where every dealer, every marketing association, every producer can pull that that up to see that whoever they're doing business with is not in trouble, they're still solvent, then that would be the best asset we have. But I think we need to certainly go back to the auditing trails of any business, mine or Eastern's, anybody else. We need to have that on an annual basis for every company. You heard Mr. Odell for Spear Livestock say that they audit him 6 or 8 times a year. That's because he's the biggest video in the country. Why weren't we doing the biggest dealer in the country the same way? So if we can correct those things, if we can get an agency that will do that, then I think that that's going to help this industry tremendously. And it'll keep the individuals, whether it be producers or markets, from having to buy very expensive liability insurance or mortgage insurance on these cattle. I think that if we can do that, the banking industry should take care of itself. But certainly our regulatory agency is the one that's going to be determine whether we survive or we don't survive in the future.